The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business of Sports from Bloomberg Radio.
Welcome to the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And if it's Wednesday, not only is it Prince Spaghetti Day, it is also Fantasy Sports Day. I know you're saying, hey, Mike, wait a minute. Week 18, how many leagues are going in week 18? Well, true. But you might be in one of those leagues where you have the weekly lineup and you got $60,000 and you got to put your lineup together. Or if you are brave enough to be in a league where we're going all the way, maybe in a dynasty league, maybe we can help you out. And of course, the super geniuses, they know everything about the sport. Rich Truman, Damian Sassauer, before we continue on, all right, this is the applause for Rich Truman.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, he wanted all.
The champ is here.
He is. I've got to give it to you, Rich. I know people are like, you know, why are you talking about our league? Well, this was the move of the move. He had Antonio Brown. And I thought, well, he's going to play Antonio Brown. He's projected to get about 20-something odd points against the Jets. You decided not to play him. And yeah. I got to hear your logic why.
Yeah, what's the logic there, please?
Here's the logic, and obviously had nothing to do with what ended up happening in the game. But I read that he missed a couple of practices, and he was possibly going to be a scratch. But then over the weekend, they said he was good enough to go. I figured with the setup, looked like they would beat the Jets handily, which they didn't. Plus, I don't like playing a guy, he gets one roll of the ankle, he's out for the rest of the game. So I thought, he's a little banged up. They might have a big lead. They might rest him. So let me sit him. So who am I playing as my flex instead? I said, let me play A.J. Dillon. And you might ask why A.J. Dillon. Where Kirk Cousins got scratched with COVID. Green Bay ended up being a two-touchdown favorite. It was five-degree weather. I figured they would jump out to a big lead in the second half. A.J. Dillon would get a lot of carries milk the clock. Right. And A.J. Dillon happened to be my highest score of the week. And if I didn't make that move along with playing Trey Lance over Taysom Hill, I would have lost.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've been doing fantasy football for 30 years. Started when I was about six. That was the best move I think I've ever made in the 30 years that I've done fantasy football.
I mean, you made a bunch this year. You had Renfro, you had Patterson. We were just talking about it offline before you got in here, Rich. I mean, you made some great moves. It's a well-deserved championship. And look, you know, I mean, forget about week 18, you know. I mean, it was, Jamar Chase. I mean, you had some real performances last week that you had to overcome. I mean, if you were facing Jamar Chase in most leagues, you're done. You're toast. And so, you know, I mean, look, you know, kudos to you. A well-deserved fantasy championship.
Well, you know, the one thing I'm going to say is the league is not won in the first or second round, and most likely, in my case, wasn't even won on draft day, because out of the 18 rounds that we have, I only had five players remaining from the guys that I drafted. Right. From the 10 starters that we have to play every week, I only had three guys that I drafted originally, with Rodgers, Kamara, and Dillon. So I made some key trades. You know, I also, I remember in the draft, I drafted Mark Andrews of the Ravens with the fifth pick. And then the sixth pick, I saw Hockenson was there. So I just grabbed both tight ends because I knew tight ends were a premium. So I ended up trading Andrews in a deal for Tyreek Hill. And Andrews, by the way, is great. He was the number one receiver. So I actually didn't make out so great on that trade. And then I traded Hockenson to my man Michael Barr. That netted me Nick Chubb, who did well for me 2 weeks ago, but not for last week. So my point is, if you're disappointed in your draft, or if you're really high in your draft, it's not over. You got to hit that waiver wire, as you guys mentioned. These are the guys, we're in a fab league, so it's an auction waiver. And these are the following guys I picked up for free during the year. Cordarrelle Patterson, Hunter Renfro, Dalton Schultz, Antonio Brown, Taysom Hill. Last week I picked up Trey Lance and Braxton Berrios to block Bob, and I didn't play either one of them, but they were good pickups. So if you scan that waiver wire, that's a key way to trying to help win the championship.
Well, look,
but thank you for your applause.
Yeah,
thank
no, that was much. That was a nice long diatribe.
Thank you,
Rich. No, I think,
and look, I don't care about Week 18, so you guys can do the rest.
Look, you can't. I agree with you that you can't. You know, look, you may not be able to win it in the draft, but certainly you can lose it, right? So you have to have a solid draft, right? And so, look, if you look back at, you know, 2022 and you look at, you know, the biggest disappointments, I mean, McCaffrey. I mean, do you think McCaffrey's going to be a top pick next year? I mean, people are going to be scared to life out of him. And then you've got, you know, basically Saquon Barkley, CEH, you know, Mostert never even played. Hopkins barely played this year. You know, he was a top.
I drafted
Ridley
him.
Barely played this year. I mean, think about all these players, these top two first two rounds that went, and my God, what a disappointment. So you're absolutely right. You got to be active on the waiver wire. You got to be active in the trade in the trading department, and you know, kudos to you again.
And moreover, like, the best player in fantasy football for a running back by far was Jonathan Taylor, but that gentleman in our league didn't even make the playoffs. So you do need a supporting cast.
Well, I think Taylor's the number one going into next year. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that brings me up to the next point, because, again, if you are in a week 18 league, or more importantly, you're trying to build a lineup to try to go for this weekly, I'm looking at the Indianapolis Colts because I'm looking at teams now that have to play for something. And the Colts, they have to win. Now, goodness, they're playing the Jaguars. You know, and you know our motto in Detroit, thank God for Jacksonville. And they got to win this game. So I'm looking at Jonathan Taylor. I'm looking at Carson Wentz. If you're trying to build a lineup, also, if you're looking at a tight end, I'm looking at either Jack Doyle or Mo Alie-Cox, gentlemen.
Well, I think, look, you have to look at Week 18. There are no games. Not one game is projected to have an over-under above 50 points. Not one. There are only two that come even close. The big one, Sunday night. Chargers at Las Vegas. That is the big game. Winning, you're in. Losing, you're out. And then the other one, Seattle at Arizona. And, you know, Arizona's already in. Seattle's out. The rest are sub 45-point games. But there are some really, really big blowouts projected. You've got the Jets at Buffalo. Obviously, Buffalo's playing for a top seed. Indy at Jacksonville. KC at Denver. I mean, KC has a chance to be the top seed, but it's going to be tough for Tennessee to get knocked off by Houston. And then, obviously, that's the last one, Tennessee at Houston. And, you know, someone want to, you know, wake me up. I mean, at one point, Tennessee had lost to Houston. They had lost to the Jets. And now they're the top seed in the AFC. Go figure.
And you know what's amazing? I saw a stat today. I believe it was on ESPN. That Derrick Henry, with all the time that he's missed, and he was out, like, since Halloween, is still the sixth leading rusher in the NFL.
Amazing, right? It's amazing. So, I mean, look, I mean, those are the guys, right? I mean, so running backs, biggest surprises. I mean, forget about the big guys like Taylor, but Fournette, Connor, Patterson, those are guys that won you your league this year. At wide receiver, it's guys like, I mean, look, Chase and Kupp, I mean, unbelievable. Deebo, unbelievable. But you're right, it's Jalen Waddle, it's Hunter Renfro, it was Mike Williams in the beginning of the season for the Chargers. Sure. You know, these are the guys that carried you. And so, you know, it's anyone's guess. My question for you, Michael Barr, who's the top quarterback in 2022? Who are you targeting? Like, if you had to take the top quarterback next year, who do you like best?
Boy, I can say this over again, and I know it's just the standby of going KC, and you could say that.
I agree with you.
But there are a lot out there. I mean, I like Joe Burrow.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I would go with Josh Allen just for the
question. It's between
for,
Allen
just
and
for
Mahomes.
The rushing aspect of it.
Yeah, yeah. No, he and you know, I mean, that goes a long way, right? Certainly in our league. But you know, I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's really tough for me. I mean, there's so many out there: Prescott, Rodgers, Brady, Herbert is a top three quarterback this year. How did that happen, right? So, you know, it's really unbelievable.
You know, a sneaky team if you're looking to build a lineup and maybe find some cheaper players. San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
I like the players on there. I mean, look, first of all, we got to even see if Jimmy Garoppolo is going to play.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can pick up Trey Lance and you can pick him up for dimes on the dollar. Of course, now you've got Elijah Mitchell. You've got Deebo Samuel, wideout, Brandon Ayuk.
George Kittle.
I mean, the names go on.
You know, what's amazing about George Kittle, I was looking at this. Kittle's a top four or five tight end this year. He barely played.
Right.
Yeah. Barely played.
You know what? I was thinking, I played you in the same semifinals, and I lucked out because Elijah Mitchell, who was a great pickup for you, was out, and Fournette got hurt. I mean, those are two huge... Those two guys were great this year.
Kudos to aspiring fantasy football guru analyst Jack Sassauer for telling me to pick him up. Elijah Mitchell, that's your call, son. Well done.
Did I tell you that I put A.J. Dillon in the championship game?
Well, speaking of playing this week, and Green Bay, they're a team, they really don't have anything to play for, because they've got the number one seed.
You can't play anybody in there.
You know, and of course they're playing the Lions. That's why I brought this up. which brings me to the other point. If you're looking at some bottom dwellers and you need some cheap players, the Lions, because the Packers have nothing to play for.
Amon-Ra St. Brown, completely crushed me last week. I mean, it was him and Ja'Marr Chase. Those two players, if you had them in your lineups last week, chances are you won your fantasy championship.
Another team that I'm looking at, the Los Angeles Rams. Now, they're in the playoffs, but now they can't win the number one seed, but they do have a chance to win the division, which brings Matthew Stafford into play, Sony Mitchell into play, running back, of course, Cooper Kupp. Even Odell Beckham Jr. and Jefferson also in play.
Well, here's another one, Dallas at Philadelphia. I mean, let me ask you about that one, because what I'm hearing is that Dallas is going to start everyone. They're going for seeding. Philly's also in the playoffs, if I'm not mistaken, but the problem is they're talking about resting a lot of their players, right?
There's been a COVID outbreak.
Yeah.
Like Boston Scott, who had a couple of touchdowns last week, it looks like he's going to be out. They really can only... They'll either be the 6 or 7 seed. So what you're reading is that Philadelphia is really not going to play anybody. So why would you risk Jalen Hurts to get injured? So, but you're right. The Cowboys supposedly are going to play their starters at least for a half.
I mean, they're playing for something, right? I mean, KC also. I mean, KC has a chance for the top seed. But, you know, at Denver, I mean, Denver could surprise there. Who knows? You know, I mean, look, you know, there's some interesting lineups. There's some, you know, I have to look ahead to next year because I've got nothing left to play for. And, you know, for me, the question is, okay, we talked quarterbacks. We talked running backs. Talk to me about receivers. Like, what receivers? I know we don't know where quarterbacks are going to wind up. There's going to be a lot of movement in the offseason. But, I mean, Cooper Kupp has broken nearly every receiver record.
Right. 15 TDs this year.
Is he your number one guy, or is it Devontae Adams?
I have to say Cooper Kupp and Devontae Adams are the top two picks.
Yeah.
I maybe would lean to Devontae Adams.
Yeah. Just because he's 6'2", 220. He's an absolute beast, or 6'4", 220.
It's going to be hard for Cooper Kupp to maybe duplicate. But, you know, the interesting thing I was going to ask you guys, and I don't even remember, who were your first two picks in this year's draft, and how did they do? Do you guys remember?
Well, mine was Patrick Mahomes, right? We have a super flex league we play in, so quarterbacks are, you know, important. Mahomes. Who was my second pick overall? I can't really even remember. It had to be a running back, right? I mean, I know who it was. It was Najee Harris.
All right, so those are two pretty
good
picks.
And by the way, Najee Harris, finished the year very, very strong.
He'll be easily a top eight pick next year.
Yeah.
And who were your first two picks?
I'm trying to remember because it's been, I made a grave error, by the way. It's a two quarterback league, basically.
Right.
And I didn't pick a quarterback until like about the fifth or sixth round. And that was a grave error. That really cost me a lot because I didn't really have any quarterbacks then after that. In fact, I had to work with you to get Cam Newton, and I was laughing at you. It's like, he spent all this money for Cam Newton. And then you traded him to me, and it's like, you know, I think that was part of the TJ Hawkinson deal.
You need two quarterbacks. I actually made the same mistake last year with us. I forgot there was a two-quarterback league, and I didn't get a quarterback until later on, but I luckily picked up Justin Herbert and waivers 2 years ago. But this year I took Lamar Jackson, who was really good until he got hurt, followed up by Aaron Rodgers, who might have been like quarterback MVP this year in fantasy.
Certainly the second half of the year. I think it was Brady first half, and then Rodgers in the second half. I mean, you're absolutely right. And look, I mean, that kind of points me in this direction. What do you do with guys like Lamar Jackson and Kyler Murray? You know, I mean, these are guys who, I mean, there were games where they couldn't be stopped. They were putting up 40, 50 points in a game, and then they just go silent, you know? I mean, that's a very difficult player to fall in love with throughout the course of a fantasy season. And so, you know, Kyler Murray still, I mean, I haven't seen much from him in recent weeks. You know, it's really tough to get behind the Cardinals, but, you know, shift a little bit to the tight end spot. I mean, Zach Ertz is back, guys. Zach Ertz is going to be a top tight end next year in my book. And, you know, Andrew's obviously up there. Kelsey's obviously a cut above the rest, and Kittle for that matter. But what happens to guys like Darren Waller and Pitts? I mean, you know, some of these guys who are, you know, projected to have great years, really, you know, they were nowhere this year.
And you know, it was a very consistent tight end who after I got rid of Andrews and Hockenson, I picked up Dalton Schultz.
Yeah, Schultz is
He just, in that offense, especially at home, he's just a consistent tight end.
Yeah, and he blocks. I mean, the coaching staff loves him.
He's always on the field.
Yeah, yeah.
Mixon and Chubb, that's who I picked up, was 1 and 2.
So those are two good picks.
Yeah, I mean, but I wound up trading Chubb to you because I needed a solid quarterback.
You think Zeke is a first-round pick next year?
Absolutely not.
Amazing, isn't it? I mean the guy's been a top five pick for the better part of the last 4 to 5 years, and now he's nowhere
but
to be found.
You alluded to before, you know, the old superstars of like McCaffrey, Zeke, Barkley, they're
done.
They're second round pick. I mean, Barkley will not go in the second round, but I'm just saying McCaffrey might be a late first round, early second round pick, but Zeke will not be a first round pick at all.
I'm scared of Barkley.
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder now, you know, how high will he go? Are we talking round three or round four?
Right. One move I'm a big Giant fan. I said, I'm not taking Galladay. I'm not taking any Giants. I just knew that their offensive line was horrible.
Yeah. No, we got to see. I mean, there's going to be coaching changes too, guys. I mean, look, you know, if the Bears can get their stuff together, I mean, I love David Montgomery. I think he's a real talent. If they could actually get that offense headed in the right direction, he's a sleeper for me next year.
They gave up their first-round pick to the Giants.
Mr. Swift in Detroit, you know, is another guy, if he could stay healthy, who's going to do some things. And Javonte Williams in Denver, you know, anything I've seen from him, I think he's going to he's got a lot of juice too.
That offense is mysterious. I mean, they have so much talent on that offense. And they just don't score. Right. It's amazing to me.
QB. It's the QB position, right? Jerry Jeudy was projected to be a big receiver this year, and he was nothing. I think Tim Patrick had better numbers than him on the year,
And then it's going to be interesting to see where Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson go in the quarterback space.
That's right. Yep. Deshaun Watson, right. I mean, where did he be?
Before we wrap this up, we mentioned about Jalen Hurts. By the way, keep your eye on Jalen Hurts because he had limited practice, supposed to be on Wednesday, today, because he injured his ankle. So keep your eye on him if you're playing him. But I got to bring up what happened in last Sunday's game, which I shouldn't bring it up, but it was nobody got hurt, which is why it's kind of funny. As Jalen Hurts is walking off the field, there are the fans that want to give the high five and, you know, hey, how you do? Well, the railing at where Washington played, it broke loose and the fans tumbled out. And I'm like, oh, my God. But all of a sudden they get up. It's like, Jalen, how you doing? And they're trying to take pictures. And then the security staff went from, oh, my God, are they all right, to, oh, let me get these people out of here. They're okay. We gotta hustle them on. So, but keep your eye on Jalen Hurts if you are going to play him. Heads up, folks. This has been the Bloomberg Business of Sports Show. We're here each and every week for you at the same time, plus online, wherever you get your podcast. I'm Michael Barr on Twitter at Big Barr Sports. And the guys who are just gems among gems, Damian Sassauer, Rich Truman, you guys are the greatest, bar none. Again, champ, Truman, thank you. Because you were great.
Great season, guys.
Thank you. Michael, thank you for doing a great job hosting these fantasy football podcasts.
Oh, man. I hope we're back next season.
The highlight of my week.
Yeah. Hey, you can catch these podcasts Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And wherever, by the way, you get your podcasts, you're listening to Bloomberg Business of Sports from Bloomberg Radio around the world.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.